My name's Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. Today's message is clean an area of your home. So there are lots of different ways that you can just do a small thing to make a big difference. So what we're going to do today is go around the various areas of the home and take a look at some of this, the really small things that you can do to clean up a little area that will just make you feel a little bit better about things overall. I'm not saying you have to be completely organized. A lot of us are a master of our own mess in some ways. And this is just one way to help move things along, to help you to make things easier in your life by having things in a specific place, or just making sure that the spaces that you do have are working the best for you. Sometimes having clutter around can give us feelings of anxiety and overwhelm. So I don't want to take on any big projects here today. This is just to look at something that is of a smaller nature that you can do to help move that needle on things in your life. And once you do one, you can do another and another. And this is how things get done overall, breaking bigger projects into little achievable tasks. So the first thing, the first room that we are going to look at is the kitchen. In the kitchen, some small things that you can do are put the dishes away, very simply. Wipe the counters, throw away any trash that might be left on, or put recyclings out in the bin to make sure that your space is clear for when you want to make that next meal. Another thing that you can do is to take a look at your refrigerator. And in your refrigerator, there may be things that are expired, or maybe you got some old takeout food that you would want to, get rid of because it's no longer good and you don't want to get sick from eating things that are too old. That goes for that random thing that you don't remember, that moldy container in the back of your fridge. It's time to get rid of that too. Aside from the refrigerator, you can also look to your pantry. So in your pantry, are there things that you bought because you were doing one health program and realized that, maybe you didn't like the things that you tried with that new program, but you still have a lot left? Maybe it's time to get rid of some of that. Maybe it's time to look at the things that have expired. Do you have some, old or expired powdered sugar that's in the back of your cabinet? Or could be anything, really, any baking materials or old cans of soup or vegetables that you thought you were going to use or have for that one recipe, but they really expired like a few years ago. So maybe that's not the best thing to hold on to. So these are a couple things that you can do. You can also clean out the microwave. One little trick about this is you can just put in some water and take a few drops of a lemon essential oil and then heat that up and then wipe that down. It can really help, make the house smell nice as well as just wiping down some of the things that are got left over in the microwave. So now let's move on to the living room. Before we do that, I have one more kitchen thing. So we have some deep spaces in our kitchen, some deep corner spaces, and we had a lot of spices out. So one of the things that you can do there is to go ahead and, try a Lazy Susan so you don't have to reach so far back. Short people like me, sometimes have a difficult time reaching all the way in the back. And so that kind of made it a whole lot easier for me to just put on some spices and and turn them around to get to what I need quicker. And also, I can move the whole thing out of the way with a lot of spices rather than moving things one by one if needed. So there's another tip for you. So now we're going to move to the living room. So a couple of things that you can do. If you're anything like my household, there are blankets everywhere. We'd love to be cozy. And so one of those things that you can do is just simply fold up those blankets. You can vacuum the floor. If you've got kids, you can put some things away that may be out on the tables or around on the floors. Or if you have pets, we have like a gazillion cat toys around. And so we have baskets that we can put our cat toys in as well. And so even just taking the time to pick some of them up and put it in the basket helps make the room a bit tidier. So just these are a bunch of little things that you can do. Vacuuming the floor, that's another one. Or if you have hardwoods, maybe just sweeping, or mopping the floors. So another thing that you may want to think about in the living room, are there any, is there any mail around, any papers or things that you want to get rid of, or need to go to work through? those are things that could be cleaned up pretty easily. The next thing I want to talk about is the entryway. So, your entryway may be coming right into your living room, or another, or it may be coming into a part of the kitchen or another area of your home. But you want to take a look at that entryway and see, does that feel welcoming? Do you have a whole lot of shoes that are by the door? Do you have places where you can put them into a container or any sort of coats and hats and gloves? Can you put those away? And, or do you have a bench where things kind of pile up? Those are things that could be cleared off to make that space a bit more welcoming. We just got a new rug for the front of the door. And, it's a very small change, makes a big difference. So the other one, like the corners were curling up, and, I just kind of got sick of it and I needed something newer because it wasn't functioning right anymore. Kept slipping around and the cat would slip on it. So, take some things into consideration there as well as to, safety of your family and looking at that overall too. Are there things that you can do to help improve that in your home? Now let's talk about the laundry room. Laundry rooms can, can be tidy, but also can, have clothes in there for a long time. Or maybe, there's dirty clothes that need to be washed, or maybe clean clothes that need to be put away. So take a look at that, and see what's available there. Make sure that any old bottles of detergent, are not hanging around anymore. You can recycle those after they're used. Or you can, if there's other tablets or powder things that you could use, maybe recycle the box. So think about those things that are in that area in your laundry room. If there's anything that you can do just to, make things a little bit tidier. Is there a basket you can get to put some of these things so everything's not out in the open? That's certainly an idea, for making things just a tiny bit tidier. All right, next we're going to move over to the dining room. So here we are in January, and over the holidays, there may have been lots of activity that has happened. And sometimes dining rooms become a place where things get dumped. So if you're not using that dining room table regularly in the same way, maybe you still have Christmas presents there. So I'm here to tell you now, this is the time. Put them away. They're not meant to be there all year. You can actually use that space to to eat, or if you're having people over, or if you have one of those tables that expands and you don't plan on having a lot of people over for time, like maybe put one of the inserts away and make it a smaller table so that you're not quite as prone to put stuff there. Also, you know, the dining room table or the dining room in itself, maybe you have some special dinnerware that was out for the holidays that needs to get put away into the cabinets that you have there. So, you know, just consider that. Maybe it's just time to put that special dinnerware away. So now we'll move over to the office. If you have an office or just an office space within a room, doesn't necessarily have to be a separate office, but maybe you have an office space in a room. And I was talking with my daughter the other day, and she was saying, you know, what I've learned is that the best thing that you can do to make a place look neater is just simply put the paper away. So if you have office and you have a lot of paper around, you know, this is my message for you to tell you to it's time to put the paper away. It's a good time to get your tax information together, because you'll need to be filing your taxes soon. Maybe you've just got a W-2 or other tax documents that you want to set aside to make sure that you have them available for when you do your taxes. So maybe make a folder for that and put it in a special place so that you're ready for when that time comes for you. You can also, you know, if you have books that have been out, maybe put those on a shelf. That's certainly a big thing. Or if you have little decorations, little tchotchkes from, you know, different places that you visited or from coworkers or clients, you know, maybe it's time to find a place and in a different way to decorate using them in your space, or maybe it's time to pass them on. So it's just, you know, is that still meaningful for you? So just take those things into consideration and look around your office and see what you can do. You know, can you put the pens back in a drawer or put the post-it notes away? You know, take a look at these little things that you can do to make your space work for you. All right, next we're going to take a look at the bedroom. So, very simple thing that you can do in your bedroom is just make the bed. Make the bed. It's a world of difference when you can do that. You know, you can utilize that space as needed, even for just, you know, folding your laundry. You can also take a look at your closets and see if there are things that you can do, because a lot of times you are putting your clothes away in the closet. So, stuff that you brought from that laundry room maybe needs to get put away. And then you can take a look to see if those are things that you need. If you want to separate out things for different seasons and put things away, in that way, that might be helpful as well. Or if you live in a space where you need layers and have to have a little bit of all seasons out at the time, then, you know, look at the different ways that you can organize your clothes so that they work for you. You know, is there an area that you have for your work clothes versus your gym clothes versus your everyday outfits? So just take a look at that and see if there's a way that you can organize your clothes a little bit better. Another thing might be related to travel. So the bedroom closets, in my experience, have been the places where the luggage gets stored. So if you have other travel things, such as the neck pillow or the pouches that, you know, you use to organize your clothes within your suitcase, you know, maybe these can be put within the suitcases so that it's all there and all ready for when you're ready to pack for your next trip. Think about that. Or if you've got some old luggage, like that one with the broken wheel in the back of the closet, maybe it's time to say goodbye. If you got maybe a new one for the holidays, or if you know that you're going on a trip soon, maybe you want to just get the wheel replaced if there's something's wrong with it. Or find a way to patch up a tear that may be in the fabric itself. So just some little things to consider. And then if you, as you're going through your clothes and going through the stuff that's in your closet, if there are things that you find that you still really love, but there's something wrong with them, like a zipper's broken or, you know, there's a tear, maybe, or, you know, you've recently changed sizes and you need to get it refitted, you know, maybe it's a great time to take some things to the tailor. So consider that for fixing things up. And if there are things that you're just like, okay, I'm never going to wear that anymore, try to find a local place to donate. There are always people in need, and it's good to reuse and recycle any clothing. All right, we're moving around the house. So next, we're going to go into the basement. And basements can serve in many different ways. They can serve as mainly storage. They can serve as playrooms or family rooms. They can serve as, media centers. Take a look at how are these spaces working for you. If you have a playroom, are the toys all over the place? Is it organized in a way that kids can help clean up, put stuff away? We used to, when our kids were really little, do a cleanup song and utilize that to help get things put away. So there are lots of different opportunities for things to do in your basement. Maybe you have some workout area as well. Maybe you need to find a thing for the wall to hang up some of those resistance bands or your yoga mat and take a look at what you can do to make the space work for you. Also, in the basement, there may be an area that you have as a work area, and you've got a lot of tools around, and you need to find the space for those. So sometimes having like a pegboard and or hooks on the wall can be something that can help you organize the tools so they're not all over your workspace, and also make them really easy and accessible to use as you move forward with your next project. So that might also happen not just in a basement, but in a garage. So as you move over to the garage, maybe there is that workspace, maybe there's sporting equipment that needs to be organized a little bit better, or as you prepare for the spring sports that will come up here, pretty soon, that we'll take a look at, the condition of those, the sizing of those. Do they still fit your kids? Are they gonna be working for the next season? Just take a look at these little things that you can do. One area, one section, all those things can make a big difference. All right. So next, we'll just talk about the bathroom. There are, a lot of different things that you can do in your bathroom to, just very simply clean. You can, just clean off the toilet. You can wipe the sink down, clean out that drain, and can organize stuff that's under the sink. So that's one thing as well. You can change out the towels, very simply. Take the current ones and give them a good wash. You can wipe down the mirrors. That's it. That's another quick thing. Just make sure that, any of those spray from dental floss or electric toothbrushes or water flossers that gets on the mirror is cleaned up and that things look nice and neat. So I think that we went through a lot of different areas today within the house, and your house may have different areas, different sections that we didn't go over today. Find the one thing that you can do that will make a change and make you feel better about your space. So again, today's message is to clean an area of your home. So I'd like you to remember that this message is for you.